All right, next tune is Closer by the Chainsmokers. Let's see what this brings us. Musical adventure over here. Once again, we find a very harmonically rich, and rhythmically complex, song that we can analyze. And interestingly enough, there's a lot of parallels with the other song that we just did. Number one, it's in a minor key. Number two, it's all about sex. Go figure. And number three, the harmony is totally simple to analyze. But what I notice is the singer doesn't really sing the tonic. What is the tonic? So first of all, try and listen to the bass. You know, the bass goes. And so if you had to summarize the one chord that, or one note that summarized the whole song, it would have to be. Because this is a hard one to teach, but experiment with yourself. You know, if you played, you know, the first note of the song, or the first, the bass, the root of the first chord of the song, I should say, you know, does that really sound like you've resolved? You know, or does it sound like more music is meant to come? You know, if I do it on guitar, stop on that chord and end. Does it sound like it's resolved or does it sound like it's unresolved? Second chord, you know, does that sound like it's been resolved? Or what about this chord? That. Does that sound like it's been resolved? Yes. Do you feel like you're satisfied? You could end the song there and go home in peace, you know? Now, there are unresolved endings and people do that on purpose, you know, for emotional effect. Of course, you know, skilled composers are. The more skillful the composer, the more they're purposefully manipulating your emotions, which is what musical expression is all about. You know, it's the height of human emotion. You know, in expression, in art, and this is the beauty of it. But before I digress too much, let's get back to our artistically exquisite example. So, summarizing, I got the same intervals I had before. I have a 6, which is a flat 6, flat 6, flat 7, 1. How do I know that's a minor key? Because do no no, it's not da da da. It's da da da. Very, you know, serious. You know, serious business here. You know, I guess songs about the sax have to be serious. Anyway, never mind. And I got a flat 6. So how did I know that so fast? Because I'm... And I go down... And that's actually the same interval as before. If I put that up an octave... And then so I keep my do... And that's our flat 6 example. It's a wide interval. If you get stuck, you can sing something that's more easily recognized. I don't even remember my example for the flat 6 for the song. But you know it's a half step above the 5th. So, there's our fifth. There's a half step above the fifth. It must be flat six. So, flat six, and then up to flat seven, and then one. All right. So let's take the melody there. And my tonic is. So I got. So there's one of my notes. So I got. 1, 2, 3, there's my 3, 4, 5. So I got, it's the same intervals as in the other song. This must be, you know, popular in 2017. People never heard minor thirds and fifths and fourths before over a minor key. Or really what it is they're more concerned about the message of the song than the actual musical content of the song. That's really where it's at. All right. So we're all thinking with our genitals. Here we go. So let's see what happens later in. So if I wanted to harmonize with that, the melody notes. So, we're in. Of F minor. So that's 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 3, 4, 4, 3, 3, 5, 5, 3, 3, 4, 4, 3, 3. So it's like very easy to harmonize. If I wanted to harmonize with that. So I'd have the other person start on the fifth. I'm going to do this without the guitar so you don't think I'm, you know, using it as a crutch or something. My tonic is I'm going to have one person start on the tonic and the other person start on the fifth because our melody note starts on the third. So so I got to follow the contour. So up a little bit and then up a little more and then back to where I started. So da 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 da. So da da. Da da da. So da 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 da. So let's see how the two of them sound together. You have to experiment. If it doesn't sound right, you got to change the part. You know, this isn't an exact science, but for the most part, it gets you there way faster. So the part I came up with was before I even check it was tonic second, and then tonic. So. Like that, so I'm going to check it with the other part. And I can easily play that over. Let's just use the song as an example. Here we go. I missed it. Here we go. Oh, you know what? So let me go back for a second. Okay, so it's gonna work. I just didn't have the notes in the right order. Here we go. Here we go, ready? Makes sense? And then I'm gonna have the other part start on the fifth, so. There's my fifth, and I'm gonna go. So that's 5 and 6. Again, the 6 is flat and the 7 is flat. I'm just not gonna say it over and over. 5, 5, 5, 6, 6. I can't even. The part is so inane. I can't even remember. And there's 7, 5, 6, 6, 5. And I guarantee it's gonna sound right. So. Now I'm going to play both parts to the main part, and you'll see how easy this is. Alright, hang on. Wait, I gotta get a... Okay, ready? Here we go. To orchestrate that, you know, I might not choose to have it like that. You know, there's some clashing of the underlying harmony, and this goes deeper. So I know that I'm on a D flat chord. So now I'm gonna think about the chords too. There's different ways I might choose different harmonies based on the chord that I'm on. So I'm on a D flat chord. So instead of just going, because that top note doesn't really jive with my, it could if I wanted to create that effect, but I'm gonna address the harmony within the context of the D flat major chord that I happen to be on. Now I gotta keep the original melody intact, and I'm gonna, you know. Wait, so we... So let me listen to it, hang on. So... Alright, I'm going to pause it for a second. Alright, so this is important. So based on the chords, which are D-flat, and then sort of like, it's actually more like a D-flat major 7, and then like a E-flat 6, and as I listen to the middle voices in the chord. Now I'm gonna choose the appropriate notes to harmonize the melody based on the underlying chords, and this is a key. You know, often the first way I did it is enough to get you by. But if something doesn't sound right, like that didn't sound right when I first did it. You know, it sounds okay, depending on the effect you want to do. It's diatonic to the key, but it may not be serviceable for what you're doing. So you have to dig a little deeper into the chords, the underlying harmony of the song. You cannot, like I said, you can't just analyze a melody without harmony. It's harmelodic. So... another possible example would be, let me just play what I came up with. Let me try that again. All right, here we go. Did it once. Hang on. I think you get the idea, but hang on, let me perfect it. So I had the first part was the same as before. But the middle part, which is often the trickiest. The highest and lowest parts are generally the easiest parts to sing, if any of you have ever sang in a choir or whatever. The middle parts are the hardest, because those parts don't necessarily always, they don't hold their contour. In the other song, we saw how one of the other parts didn't hold its contour as it had to jump wider intervals. And this is an example of... So the only real difference is that I didn't start on the... My mistake in the first way of doing it was to start... just using the tonic chord, and you can't really do it that way. You have to address the underlying harmony, and that's a big key. So even though, you know, this isn't the most polished presentation in the world, it's exemplary of the process you have to use in order to come up with a good harmony, you know. And I think that harmony I just came up with worked. And if I had a horn section, I might play, I'd make them play something similar you know, to embellish that particular, you know, that's what horn players do. If you ever see, you know, any kind of band where there's a horn section and they all come in at certain points and they play little bits and pieces of melodic phrases or just hold notes here and there, they're accenting the underlying harmony, you know, and like that. So I think that's enough on that.